I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. We are so grateful that you are taking the time to listen to our broadcast, and hopefully you are being encouraged and inspired and learning more and more about what we are doing with the I've Decided movement in the Peoria and surrounding area. Our goal is your success. We want to help you achieve whatever goals, dreams, anything you can think of that you'd like to do. We want to go alongside you and help you be successful by providing you motivation and inspiration, success stories, and of course, amazing resources from all of our business members who are a part of I've Decided to help you on that journey. We just wrapped up our first half-day motivational conference. It was awesome. So for those of you who joined us, thank you. We had a wonderful morning out at Weaver Ridge. Be sure to save the date for our next half-day and our final half-day for 2018, which will be September the 8th, also out at Weaver Ridge. We bring those conferences, motivational leadership conferences, to you to get you motivated and connect you with the right people and resources to help you in your journey towards success and fulfilling your God-given purpose. And we are excited to do that, and thank you for giving us the opportunity. And so on the radio show, we love to just meet our business members a lot of times, and they have amazing success stories of their own, and just help you realize what's available right here in our community. And I'm super excited about my guest today, my good friend, Daryl Crook. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, Kim. Good to be here.
I'm so glad to have you this morning. And, you know, I invited you on the show because, well, for one, you have been a part of I've Decided since we started almost 5 years ago.
Yeah, I first met you when you were presenting your idea for I've Decided, and I was excited about just your vision and your positivity and all that kind of stuff just drew me in. And so, yeah, like you say, I've been a part of it ever since then.
And you kind of have a journey because where you started isn't quite where you are 5 years later.
No. And it is so exciting to be going through these different transitions and stuff. And I just love where I'm at right now and where I think my future's going, where I see it going. So it is very, very exciting.
Yeah. So as a business resource, obviously you help us with you have Legal Shield and help us with our legal and
identity theft.
Identity theft, yes.
Yep.
And provide that resource to us and the community, and that's awesome. But you have an interesting journey. You were down making some videos for your business, and you did kind of an inspirational video, which kind of lit some fire under some folks.
Yeah, it did. It was kind of interesting. I had decided a little bit before we had the opportunity to do those videos with Tim and with Widecast that I wanted to pursue speaking. And I like to call it inspirational speaking because I want to inspire people. But so I had already made that decision. And so instead of talking about Legal Shield, I thought, well, I'm just going to do a little bit of a talk, something that I'd been working on. And so I just stepped in there and I did that talk, and then I was able to put that out on social media and that kind of stuff. And wow, I mean, the feedback that I got from everybody basically just helped me know that I was onto something, helped me know that I was on the right track.
And that video, I remember because it was really awesome. I watched it. I'm like, oh my goodness. It was so powerful. It was a short 3-minute powerful video, but it was about what you're feeding your mind.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. What you're feeding your mind is, it's kind of interesting to me because that was one of the first talks that I ever did when I was developing my public speaking and just getting that going. But I see that as so foundational to your personal development, to who you are now and who you can become in the future. What you're feeding your mind is so important.
real briefly, just, you know, what do you, when you think about what are you feeding your mind? I mean, we think about what we're feeding our belly when we're hungry, right?
Right,
but
right.
Our brains are hungry for information too. And so when you say, what are you feeding your mind? What are you referring to exactly?
Well, yeah, like you said, you know, we think about what we're feeding our bellies. So you've heard the expression, you are what you eat. So what are you feeding your mind? And I've kind of got this list of things that I go through, like the books you read, the people you spend your time with, the music you listen to, television, other videos that you watch, your self-talk, those things that you tell yourself over and over again. And even your body language affects how you think and feel about yourself. So, and really the two that I think are most important on that list are the people you spend your time with and your self-talk. Because we are more affected by the people we spend our time with than we realize. It just affects us in so many different ways. And our self-talk is so important because it's just there all the time. We can't escape it. We're always telling ourselves something. It's either something positive or something negative. We're either dwelling on problems or we're dwelling on solutions. So it just makes such a huge difference.
Yeah. And then the next topic, actually, you spoke to our business-to-business group a couple weeks ago at our BYOB, which is Build Your Own Business, shortened to BYOB, we call it. And that's where all of our business members get together on the first and third Thursday of every month. And we do some professional business development and just build relationships and get to know each other better. And you did a topic called, What's the Big Deal About Positive Thinking?
Yeah, it was really interesting. I had done another short talk on that of 3 minutes, and you wanted me to do 25 minutes on it. So that was kind of a problem, kind of a challenge. But it was really great to do that because, you know, what is the big deal about positive thinking? There's such a variety of thoughts on that, different ends of the spectrum. Like some people thinking that it's kind of magic or voodoo. If I just think positively, good things are going to happen to me. And the other end of the spectrum, some people are like, that's a bunch of hooey, you know, positive thinking, you know, that kind of stuff. But really, positive thinking just helps your brain work better, basically makes you smarter. Your brain works better. And since you're not focused on the negative, focused on problems, it helps you to be more creative at solving problems. And when you're good at solving problems and more positive and just makes your brain work better, that can be worth a fortune in the business world. It just helps you to be more successful.
And you were talking about statistically. I mean, there's statistics and the numbers out there that truly show the power of positive thinking and the results that come from that.
Right, right. So, yeah, every success outcome increases when the human brain is positive. It doesn't make any difference if that's an educational outcome or a business outcome or what it is. But yeah, the statistic that I love is your brain at positive is 31% more productive than your brain at negative, neutral, or stressed. Now, that's a statistic that they've done a lot of, you know, research to come up with that. But that's a very powerful statistic. Sometimes people think, well, no, wait a minute. I know some happy people who aren't very smart, and I know some smart people who aren't very happy. But the truth of it is that we all have a different band of potential. So just being happy doesn't mean you're going to be the smartest person in the world, but being happy and more positive helps you raise to the top of your potential. It just helps you to be the smartest, best person that you can be.
Right. And we're not trying to compare, right? That's what you're saying. We're not trying to compare our positive thoughts to other people's smartness or their positive thoughts. We're just trying to be the best of our capability, what we were put here to be, is what
right.
You're saying. That's amazing. And so I just love your message. I love your journey along the way. And I just know it's going to inspire folks that are listening to the radio show today. And so, hey, if you are just tuning in, you're listening to I've Decided Radio Show. And I'm Kim Martin, host of your show, founder of I've Decided. And I'm just chatting it up here with my friend Daryl Crook. He owns Legal Shield, which is a business to help small to middle-sized businesses with their legal work and also credit and theft identity.
Mm-hmm.
But not only does he provide that amazing resource for our I've Decided family, but just your motivation from your success story, Daryl, and your journey into becoming a motivational and inspirational speaker over this last 5 years truly is what we're talking about today. And right. just sharing that with the folks. And you're going to be doing some work for us in September. You're going to be teaching one of our power sessions. In fact, that's going to be titled, What's the Big Deal About Positive Thinking?
Right, right.
Kind of what you did for the businesses. And that's what you were just sharing with us. So, you know, I think about the, you know, positive thinking. And don't you think sometimes people think, oh, you're either born negative or you're born positive? Like it's a personality trait. And I don't believe it's a personality trait. Do you, Daryl?
Well, from everything I've heard, and I've spent quite a bit of time, I guess you'd say, doing my own research on this to a certain extent. I'm more like researching the researchers, but there is a certain amount of truth to the fact that some people just have those genes for it and that kind of stuff. But you're not stuck with who you are. You can change, you can grow, you can become somebody different. And so it's basically about, it goes kind of goes back to what you're feeding your mind. If you're feeding your mind with positive things, working on focusing on gratitude or those different things, you can change, you can overcome that. So even if you believe, or maybe you really were one of those people who has the genes for negativity or the genes to be a pessimist, you can overcome that. You're not stuck with that.
It's kind of like a person who maybe has some anger traits or, you know, some aggressive traits. With the right information and the right resources and tools, you can kind of overcome those things and learn how to improve some of our weak links, if you will.
Right.
We all have a weak link,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, and to me, it's kind of neat and exciting how some of the things that help us to be more positive are basically things that help us to focus outside of ourselves. Things like gratitude. First of all, if you're grateful, then that implies a giver. So you're focusing on somebody else, whether it's another person or whether it's on God who gives us life and everything else. So gratitude helps us to focus outside of ourselves. And the next one would be acts of kindness. That's a great one too. So if you're performing acts of kindness, you're focused outward. You're helping other people. And another one is relationships, building good relationships. And a lot of times those go together because if you're grateful, you just tend to help you. It tends to help you build more relationships better. And if you're grateful, you tend to be kinder to other people and that kind of stuff. So there again, like I said, a lot of the things that you can do to actually help you to be more positive, to be happier, are things that where you're not focusing on yourself, you're focusing on other people.
That's interesting you say that, because I do think that we tend, that negative thinking really comes when we're focused on ourselves, when we're focused on our failures, or we're focused on our weaknesses. And if we just spend that energy and start focusing on others and giving back, it takes the focus off of that and helps you to be more grateful and more positive. I love that. But you also, again, it comes back to being intentional. And I do want to talk a little bit about self-talk, because I'd love to hear your thoughts on that, because obviously, you know, in helping, coaching women and helping them lose weight and be healthy, that self-talk is just, you know, I hear so many times women, they just, you know, they hate their body. They hate the way they look. You know, we hate the way we sound. You're so stupid. All of these negative self-talk things that come in our head. So how can we overcome that? Like, what would you suggest if someone's really beating themselves up? What's some first steps that they can start taking to really redirect their mind?
Well, from everything I've learned about that, if you're going to stop doing something negative, you have to replace it with something positive. Otherwise, you're just trying to end up creating some kind of a vacuum in your head, and you can't do that. You have to replace it with something positive. Even if it's something as simple as saying, I like myself, I like myself, I like myself. And some other ones that I've done are, I love a challenge. I mean, that's a great one because, Kim, you know, like everybody else does, if you think about it, life is full of challenges. We're always running into something. So if we say, I love a challenge, whether it's with your workouts or whatever, you just start to look at it in a more positive way.
I love a challenge. I'm going to be thinking about that when I'm on my long run on Saturday morning, because it's so true. When you're in the midst of something, if you get wrapped on something negative, you can just start to spiral out of control. And the next thing you know, you're like, I just can't do it. And you really got to just stay focused on the fact that you can do it. Think about past successes, right?
Right, right. Well, and I think another part of it too is just realizing the negative things that you do say, just having those realizations. Like you use the word hate quite a few times. That's a horrible word.
Isn't it?
I had this thought a while back about, you know, just not using it at all. I started calling it the H word, you know, like it's a cuss word or something like that. And even though I was saying that, and I probably don't use that word very often, but even after I said don't use that word, I still find myself using that word a little bit. But just becoming more aware of those negative things, those negative words and that type of stuff, and start replacing them with positive words. Start replacing them with a positive way of looking at things.
Oh my goodness, I just had a little revelation. That is so true. Just the simplest little words that we say in our everyday vocabulary can start to make some big changes. So words like hate, don't say that, you know?
Right.
I try to teach my daughters not to say that. And if my one daughter, Katie, if she says, oh, I hate that, I'll say, Katie, don't say hate. That's such an extreme word. And like you said, even though I try not to say it, I still say it sometimes because it's such a part of our English vocabulary, right? And it's such an expression of an emotion when we don't like something. But it is an extreme word. And so she started coming up with this thing. Instead of saying hate, she'll say, I dislike it to the 10,000th degree. And so that's like our new thing to say. But, you know, hate or stupid. You know, even just saying, oh, that's stupid or that's dumb.
Yeah, words are very, very, very powerful. Another thing that I've discovered, too, is self-talk. We say self-talk is very important. And sometimes we think of that as just being the things we say to ourselves. But it's more than that. It's the things that we say even to other people. When you say something out loud, that makes it even that much more powerful than just saying it to yourself. So whether that's standing in front of the mirror and just saying, I like myself, I like myself, I like myself, or whether it's in a conversation with somebody else, try it sometime. If you say something out loud, it's even that much more powerful.
It really is. And those words start to form in your mind. And there's scripture that tells us to take capture our thoughts before it becomes words, really, is what it's saying. You know, when that something negative pops in your head, you have the ability, and we all do have the ability to take a moment and decipher if that thought is true, if it's positive, if it's going to hurt or build up something, right? Mm-hmm. And we have the opportunity right then and there to take capture that thought and say, you know what? So for example, like you were saying, Daryl, if a negative self-talk word, you're saying, I like myself, I like myself, I like myself. So let's say all of a sudden, maybe you do something that you regret. Okay, we all have regrets, right? So whatever that might be, we're thinking about it. Maybe we're sitting and we're really thinking about something we messed up on or right. Regret that we have. And all of a sudden that negative self-talk pops in that says, don't ever do that again. You're so stupid. What were you thinking about even trying something like that, right?
Right, right.
And you immediately have the opportunity to believe that or to say, that's a lie.
Right. And there again, words are very important. The way you express that is very important. So instead of saying, I hate that, I'm such an idiot for doing that or that type of thing, think to yourself or say it out loud, how would I do that differently? How can I improve on that? So there again, you're framing that in a more positive way.
Yeah. And you replace the lie with the truth. And that was a good point that you were making earlier. If you just try to build on that and you just don't remind yourself that that's a lie, your brain can get confused. And your brain is just a conglomerate of information, right? Of information, and like you said, what you've put in.
Right.
Everything that it's taken in. And so there are lies that we believe that are just simply are not true.
Yeah. Yeah. And if we can go to the negative here for just a little bit, I want to talk about some of the things that cause us to be more negative and unhappy, some of the things to stay away from. Things like holding on to regret, that's a horrible one. Sometimes we think we owe it to somebody else to hang on to the regret because of something that they've done to us. And that's kind of like drinking poison and hoping that's going to hurt them. I mean, that's just a terrible thing to do. And another thing is not building good, close relationships, because relationships are so important. Your social network is the greatest predictor of happiness and success, especially during a time of challenge. And the other one, you might have to help me out with this one. I've lost it here for just a second. I know it'll come to me. You mentioned it earlier. Comparison.
Oh, yes.
When we
compare ourselves
to other people. And that's one of the bad habits people get into now, sometimes with social media. They're on there and they see somebody's having this fabulous life. They're going on this great vacation, or they've got this great job, or whatever it is. And they start comparing themselves to other people. And that is such a killer of happiness and just being positive.
Oh, my goodness. I tell people all the time, talk about it in the book Decide, that when you compare, comparison steals your joy. It steals your joy because you can't compare. You cannot compare yourself to someone else because you're the only you there is, and you have a job to do that nobody else has to do, and somebody else has a job to do that you don't have to do. And even if it's someone who's in a similar field as you, I own a health club, right? And a weight loss facility for women. And so it could get easy to be jealous of other health clubs and weight loss facilities and things like that. But the truth is we all have a goal and we all have something to do, and we cannot compare our personal selves and our personal goals to other people. And we can't compare our businesses to other people as well. Comparison is, there shouldn't be no room for that. You see a lot on social media. Funny you brought that up, Daryl. You do see a lot on social media, with people calling it like fake book. I've heard that a million times. And I don't know, sometimes I think, social media really is about sharing your good times, sharing your pictures, sharing your vacation with your family and close friends. And for the most part, most of us aren't going to get out on social media and share our dirty laundry.
Yeah, hopefully not, because that's going down a negative path. Actually, when you're sharing those good things, whether it's anticipating a good vacation or a vacation you've just been on or any kind of good experience, when you're sharing that stuff, that's a good ingredient for happiness right there, because you're basically reliving that experience over again when you're sharing that with somebody. And there's a part of your brain deep down inside that doesn't know if you're having that experience for the first time or just reliving it again. So it's just a great positive thing to do, actually.
It is. And as we're scrolling through our feeds and our social media statuses and things like that, we need to just remember that when we see these positive posts, that this is great, and it's awesome that our friends get to do this. And it's great that they have these successes, and build them up and lift them up, and just recognize and say to yourself, if you start to think, oh man, I wish I was more like that person, that's negative self-talk.
Right.
You have to recognize that for what it is. And when that happens, you have to recall that, oh wait, that is a lie. I don't wish I was like that person, because they have problems too. They're just sharing some of their positive things that are going on, but we all have some issues to deal with. You can't get through life without issues. Pretty sure of that.
Right.
We just have to remember that everybody is dealing with trials and tribulations, and it's good that we share our joys. And it helps us to all be inspired and be more positive.
Yeah. I think it's interesting that you and I were both on Facebook just recently, and some people that weren't going to be able to be at our next I've Decided meeting, we just both happened to be on there wishing them happy travels and, have a good time on your vacation and that kind of stuff. We were both doing that exact thing that we were just talking about.
Yeah, just building people up and encouraging them to do great things. And that is what it is about, is like, we just have to start, you know, there's enough happening in life tearing us down. And if we could just all start building each other up and encouraging each other and just be an encourager, that's positive, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's kind of an upward spiral. Just the whole thing works together. I mean, you can be on a spiral of negativity going down and down and down, or you can be going up, whether it's building someone up or your self-talk like we talked about, or building those good relationships. All that kind of stuff just gets you on an upward trend, and it just gets you going in a good direction. So it takes work. It takes time. It's not going to happen overnight, you know. It takes time, but
you have to be intentional.
Yeah.
Especially if you tend to be lean towards being more negative, and you know this about yourself. I don't have permission to share their story on air, but I did have one of our business members after your talk, Daryl, sent a message and said, I really enjoyed Daryl's talk, and I'm working very hard to be more positive. And I thought that was cool. You know, and that's what it's about, just helping each other and recognizing we're all going to have moments. I mean, you know, most people would describe me as a positive person, right? But it's not like I don't have moments where my negativity doesn't come out. I have negative moments. And one of the things that I did most recently, a negative thing that I overcome, was road rage.
Oh, yeah. That's an interesting one. It's kind of funny. Now, I don't know that if I would ever define anything I've done as road rage quite to that level. But I do have times when people will cut me off or something like that, and I have a few words for them. but then I just laugh. I don't know why. It just makes me laugh. I don't know if it's because I've been on this journey of positivity so long that I've just got that built into me now, or what it is. But for some reason or other, I can say those things and then just laugh. It's just funny to me.
Me too. And I've really just practiced that patience. And I guess road rage, okay, rage is kind of like hate. That's extreme. So, you know, I'm not out there running people over or anything like that, or threatening someone's life, by no means. But just that uneasy feeling when you're in a car where you get so mad. As someone who doesn't even know that they made you that mad because they won't go, or they pulled out in front of you, or they're driving too slow and you're in a hurry. Just that real unsettled feeling. And I just thought, this is just terrible to behave and have this attitude. And that was a couple years ago. And I've really overcome that. And it is rare, very rare, rare, rare that I get irritated in a car. And so I believe you. Yeah. When you say that people can change those habits, because I've done that.
Yeah, and I think that's one of those times to just maybe kind of step back, not literally, obviously, because you're driving in a car, but maybe think about a time in the past when you accidentally pulled out in front of somebody. It wasn't intentional. Maybe you were distracted. Maybe you just misjudged the distance or something like that. But think back. You've probably made that same mistake sometime in the past, and it wasn't intentional. There's just all kinds of things. You don't know what they've got going on in their life that might be distracting them. Maybe they're having a horrible day or whatever. A lot of times it's not intentional.
And
just give them a break, you know? Yeah, it's not personal.
It's not personal. Right. They're not. Right. They weren't driving out going, let me see if I can make that lady in the black Honda van mad today. They have no idea, right? Of course not. So, you know, I hope you have been listening to the show and you've been inspired to think more positive and to think about the things that you're feeding your brain and who you hang around with and your self-talk, especially that self-talk. Daryl, I always love chatting with you. I get motivated and inspired. I appreciate you being on the radio show with me this morning.
Thanks.
It's been really great.
I love doing it. This is one of my favorite topics. I love talking about this kind of
stuff.
Yeah,
well, I'm glad, because you're going to get to share it to everyone, that Picture Power session called What's the Big Deal About Positive Thinking at the September 8th Half-Day Motivational Conference. So that's going to be great. It's going to be a privilege for those who get to hear you speak in person. Daryl, they will not be disappointed, I know for sure. So, all right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to I've Decided Radio Show this morning. It has been a privilege to be with you. If you have not checked out our website, please do that at ivedecided.com. IVDecided.org. You can see all the events that we have going on in the community and surrounding area and learn how you can get better connected to all of our resources. You can just click on the resource tab while you're there. And just want to give a huge shout out to all those businesses who support what we're doing. Without them, we could not do what we do, and they are awesome. We call them community-wide difference makers. Especially want to give a shout out to Junction City. They are our presenting sponsor, and we are grateful, very grateful for their support. So thank you again. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and we'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to IveDecided.org. What will you decide?